All right, 7 minutes gone past the hour of four. You're listening to 92.3 Nigeria Info. I am Kalada Kurubatu, and this is Hard Facts. And it's time for us to shift the conversation, switch the conversation. And I want us to talk about security issues now. I've got a guest via the phone. I'll introduce him shortly. But first, let me tell you what we want to talk about. Now, there is this report. Notorious cultist Gift David Okpara, also known as General Tubaba, declared wanted for the killing of Auda DPO SP Gbako Angbashin, has denied any involvement in the crime in a voice note. Tubaba said he spoke to the DPO hours before his death. Let's take a listen.
I want to tell the United States government that my hand no day for anything concerning death of DPO. So all this while, I know people won't talk anything. But I'm talking this thing today based on the way people got the put concern on it. So it made me surprised. I said, let me tell my people that I'm not after DPO. Just that the thing happened for my community road. And the day when the thing happened, I've been talking to the man finished. Me and DPO can discuss.
Tubaba also spoke on why his gang picked up arms after they were granted amnesty by the last administration. Take a listen.
And we'll carry out the whole life within our custody. We'll submit to them finish. On position, they don't get submitted. At the time, I know if you see and say government do them anything. So we can't regret. So as we don't hold anything again, those people can use the advantage now to the followers of can't they kick our people then? Because we don't get any gun again. Can't they kick our people then? They keep my younger brother, the same mama, the same papa. Then burn our house finish. Then be annoyance when I get. Will make me go back to complain.
Now, the suspect, who now claims to be a freedom fighter for Ekpeye youths, further denied involvement in kidnapping, illegal bunkering, and other crimes. Take a listen.
So the company where I go, I know go on because I won't use and they intimidate people. I won't use and they worry people. Everybody knows I need to kidnap something. I need to bunker. I need to do all this criminal something. I just they concentrate on my business. I leave business when I do. And everybody know the business when I do. I'm dredging business. I don't do dredging business. Everybody know.
Now, the wanted suspect also said he's self-sponsored and not bankrolled by a traditional ruler as claimed. But some Port Harcourt residents say the claim by the wanted suspect should be a wake-up call for the police to take swift action in apprehending him. Once again, welcome to Hard Facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info. I am Kalada Kurubatubo. And I've got via the phone a security expert. I'm talking about Charles Nkotarya. Good afternoon to you, Mr. Nkotarya. Welcome on the show.
Yeah, good afternoon.
What do you make of David Gift Okpara, alias General Tubaba, claiming to be a freedom fighter? What image are you? What image, you know, comes to your mind when you see him as a freedom fighter, or when you hear he is a freedom fighter? Let's start from there, please.
That's how almost all the criminals or gunmen retire in the country and the Nigeria region at large. You see, after carrying out their killings and destructions and so on, they under the platform freedom fighters. Freedom fighters from what? From which? Who are they trying to liberate?
He said Ekpeye youths. He was trying to liberate Ekpeye youths.
From what? He's trying to liberate Ekpeye youths. What? These are armed groups, you know, and you can see, you can trace when they their arms, you know, way back from the first amnesty coordinated by the state government. You know, that was during the first tenure of the last administration. You know, which was not properly organized. But you can see, you can trace their history from that point where they bear arms and they had to come out to surrender some arms under that administration. That is about 2014, 2015, 2016, thereabout. You know, and so if if they have such history, the possibility of them sponsoring themselves cannot be ruled out also, you know. And the idea of, or the decision that, or the talk of freedom fighter, so these are afterthoughts, you know, because it is obvious. Yes, we didn't see the faces of the killers, you know, on that viral video. But you can guarantee that the voice at the background of the video that went viral during the killing of the DPO Angbasin, and then the voice that was also commenting to the voiceover under that video they showed in the shrine, where is they are just one and the same set of people. So that means Tubaba cannot completely
exonerate himself,
although court should decide that if he's innocent, like he claimed, he should be able to surrender himself to the police and go to the court and present his information or his defense to the court.
All right.
To decide that.
All right. Before we go into whether the court should decide or not, let's stay with his statement, when I say confession. He said he did not kill. He also said he's a freedom fighter. But most importantly, he said he has decided to speak up now. Could it be that there is, you know, some kind of pressure? You know, last week you and I, we talked about the arrest or the capture of his second in command. Before then, you know, there were certain traditional rulers who, you know, were apprehended and now in court. A traditional ruler, former local government chairman, and then some other people who are now having their day in court. Could this be the pressure that he's facing that has not made him come out to make this statement, just, you know, to get the public on his side? That's one. Two, when you say, you know, going by the time frame for which he has been operating with arms and all of that, that it's possible he's self-sponsoring or he's self-sponsored. Could you also look at it from the angle that, going by the years that he has been in this industry of crime, just maybe he has had the backing of those, you know, in certain powerful positions in that locality or in the state at large?
Now, see, let me tell you something, Kaladokoro. Nearly all the traditional rulers and highly placed elites within the communities, you understand, directly or indirectly, work closely with these people. These people are indigenous of that community. They may be related one way or the other. But besides that, because of the antecedents and so on, you see that a lot of them may be coerced to work with them, you know, to stay peacefully within the area. For you to resident in that environment, is either you are paying their loyalty to them, or you are coerced to work to remain loyal to them or be committed to them, so that you can have your freedom, have your children free, and then your wives and so on to be free and so on. So we have situations where sometime in the Lebra that they have to go kill even a serving king inside his palace. You understand? And a lot of places, some kings have been attacked. Even in my community, the king was supposed to be, went there, he wasn't there, they beheaded the secretary right inside the palace. You know, so these people must have coerced, you know, most of these traditional rulers to work or to cover them up one way or the other. But having said that, you know, you see that from his body language, it is obvious that these are people, they drop arms. So that 216, who sponsored them to get those arms? They now dropped to the government for amnesty. He said after a while, they have to go back to arms, go running again, because of maybe they perceived this disappointment with the government based on their agreement for amnesty and the rest. perhaps the integration method was faulty, and then the amnesty could not hold as planned. But I've said that you see that from the body language, they have an history of gun running and activities from the 2016. And before they will come out to begin to surrender arms to government and so on, then maybe the family they have been running, having that gun running for years before that 2016. So if you go by that analysis, you know, you understand that they have their source, you know, of carrying out these operations, which may not be connected to these traditional rulers or whatever, and it's the table that is also connected to them. But right. I believe that governors in that may have different sorts of different means of.
Now he pointed out something I like to bring to your notice as a security expert. I like to, you know, tap into your expertise on the show. He said, you know, the reason why he went back to arms bearing or to carry arms is because there is an opposition gang in that region, and the opposition gang did not even drop their arms, you know, in the first amnesty situation, you know, that we have talked about. Going by that picture he has painted, how deadly do you think gun running is in Outer East region?
Not just how would I use. The entire environment is polluted with high proliferation of firearms, weapons at every corner, every. But it's something that the Awoza Axis has been very volatile in recent times. You know, the entire environment, is high proliferation of firearms, especially in River State, is from statistics and research, we are made to understand it's one of the highest gun markets for gun dealers in Africa and even outside the country. You know, River State is a big market for them. And so there's so much proliferation of firearms within the area. But the amnesty they are talking of, you know, amnesty has been a major problem that is encouraging this gun running within the area, because criminals now see that under the gun running pay off, there's so much patronage. You know, directly or indirectly, both from government, IOCs, and group communities, and so on. For like he's telling you there is a freedom fighter for the community. The next thing you will hear is that this program died down. They will engage their team to become the vigilante of the area, and so on. So, if they are criminals, they will be vigilante in another place. You know, so the gun running is highly patronized by both. Morally upright men who are community leaders, and then he's also patronized by politicians, also patronized by IOCs, you know, recruiting them to take their surveillance of the pipeline and government installations and facilities in their domain. So there's so much high patronage, and the source of funding cannot be overemphasized through those
several means that you've mentioned.
Yeah, several means. Yeah, now talking about amnesty. The amnesty he was referring to in the state was not properly organized. Unlike the amnesty that was organized by Yar'Adua, which has a lot of framework on ground, legal framework, a lot of activities, integration, you know, process and so on. Though the integration process was truncated on along the line, and so it becomes a cash cow, you know, to the armed men as at that time till this. So you see a lot of people now create this gangsterism in order to create equity to enter into amnesty and have a prolonged and sustainable source of income from the government. You know, if they tell you how much budget this federal government spend on an amnesty and how the different sets of armed men are benefiting so much in millions of nairas every month, you will not believe. So you see that it's so attractive to other gang men to prepare themselves and go into this corner, and then after, at the end of the day, they still wear the same freedom fighters banner, carry the same banner of freedom fighters, and then being integrated into the economy of the country or the state, as the case may be, because they are known as. In fact, you see enlightened and educated people refer to them as generals. you see, any man called a man that is not recruited into any force as general,
all right,
because of his play and equity.
All right,
so this has been a major panacea for this criminality within the territory.
We've got like 60 seconds left before I let you go. What's your advice for the governor of River State and the police, having listened to the statement of Tubaba?
Okay, the police need to raise up. It's obvious that the police lack technology, you know, to really track these criminals and bring sanity within the area. The government need to step in at this point. The government need to immediately overhaul the state security structure, revive it, anchor it on technology to support the Nigerian security forces in terms of real-time intelligence gathering and facilitation, in order to close the synergy between the people and the security, and to also fast-track the information sharing. Because what the security need is the real-time information. They don't have the real-time information, and that's why they've been passing through rigorous means of getting the particular case. But if there is real-time information, there will be more preemptive information that would have been able to identify early warning signs and signal and nip on the ball.
All right.
And perhaps immobilize these people and more people's latest firearms within the territory.
All right, then. All right, thank you very much for your time, Mr. Charles Nkutara, security expert in River State. I do appreciate it. All right, do have a wonderful day. To you listening, we will take your thoughts after the commercial break. Remember, next week Thursday is the 7th of December. It will make it, is it 3 months? 3 months since the killing of Gbakoang Bashim, the DPO, who, you know, was killed, the DPO of Outer East was killed, you know, 2 months plus ago. I'm sorry, I'm rushing, so I can go for that commercial break. When we do come back, we'll talk some more. Just stay tuned.
And now, Hard Facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, it is the bottom of the hour. You're listening to 92.3 Nigeria Info, Hard Facts with Kala Dakorubatubo. Good afternoon to you. And we're looking at the statement of a wanted person who goes by the name David Gift Okpara, alias General Tubaba, who has come out to say, oh no, I did not kill the DPO. That is fake news. That is misinformation. And it is an attack on my personality, an assassination of my character. I am a freedom fighter. I fight for the freedom of Ekpeye youths. People know me in my community as a dredger. I'm not into criminality or gangsterism. I dropped my arms earlier in my life, and I did it because the government said they will bring back peace to acquire land, only for me to realize that the other gang, the opposition, did not. When he said opposition, was he talking about opposition gang, or was he talking about the opposition in terms of politics used by politicians? Me and my head and my insinuations. Anyways, let's take a listen to what he had to say.
I want to tell the Rivers State government that my hand no take for anything concerning death of DPO. So all this while, I know we won't talk anything. But I'm talking this thing today based on the way people going to put concern on it. So it made me surprised. I said, let me tell my people that I'm not after DPO. Just that the thing happened for my community road. And the day when the thing happened, I've been talking to the man finish. Me and DPO can discuss. I know even did here when the thing happened that day. I was just shocked when I hear that thing.
All right, you also said, take a listen.
And we'll carry out the whole life with our custody. We'll submit to them finish. On position, they no agree submit. At the time, I know even see and say government do them anything. So we'll come to regret. So as we don't hold anything again, those people can use the advantage now to the followers of come to kick our people then, because we don't get any gun again. Come to kick our people then. Then keep my younger brother, the same mama, the same papa. Then burn our house finish. Then be annoyance when I get. Will make me go back to gunplay.
He went back to gunplay. Oh my goodness.
So the company where I go, I know go on because I won't use and they intimidate people. I won't use and they worry people. Everybody knows I need to kidnap something. I need to bunker. I need to do all this criminal something. I just they concentrate on my business. I do business when I do. And everybody know the business when I do. Now dredging business. I think to dredging business. Everybody know.
All right, so let's look at some messages on Facebook. Otto Chimekwela says, what a lawless society. Chosen Gotte Wisdom says, what was his conversations with the DPO? He's lying. Courage Bobo Wosu says, my pastor always says that demons do not say the truth, so believe the demon at your own risk. I mean, it's left for the court, like my guest said, and yes, I had a guest earlier. My guest was Charles Nkutaria, a security expert, and for those of you who have been listening, you heard what he said. Summarily, he said that the police should put some more, should apply some more pressure to capture him, and the state government should be involved now more than ever, and they should use technology to be able to apprehend him. But he also said that this is a reflection of the amount of small arms in circulation within River State, and he said this is what they do: they perpetrate crime, and they perpetrate crime under the umbrella, under the aegis of freedom fighting. All right, so I'm going to go quickly to the phone line to get your views on this issue, on the review, and let's get to hear what you think. 0817-923-0002 and 0817-923-0003. Those are the call numbers. You can send me messages on Facebook, Nigerian for PH for Life. Send me messages on YouTube, Nigerian for PH for Life. On X, Nigerian for PH. We are active. You can send me a WhatsApp message, 0809-030-6416 is the number. I just seen Vincent Ekwem on Facebook says he should report himself to the police authority if he's sure of his claim. The police have failed Ekpeye people. Engineer Ofrom Harry Atubaba, he should come out and report himself to the Nigerian police. All right, so some people already made your judgments. So what are you thinking right now? Zion is calling from GRA. Zion, welcome. What is on your mind?
Yeah, Canada, I greet you. Thank you very much.
Yes, good afternoon.
It was last week, the same Tubaba appeared on the radio station.
He appeared?
He called into a radio station.
Okay.
Bordering on issues of security in River State.
Okay.
And today, he has opened up another channel for communication. I think on a wiser note, now, it's not to attack anybody. Rather, the government should apply the carrot and stick approach.
Okay.
On this particular issue.
Okay.
Because the way the matter now is dicey. He has said, I'm not the one. So, which means there is somebody that did the job, and the same to Baba was demonized.
Okay.
Or victimized.
Okay.
Because of the circumstances.
So you trust him. That's what you're saying. You believe him, rather. You're giving him the benefit of the doubt.
Even the law said that he's innocent for
of
now.
Course, of course, he is.
Of course.
Yes,
he's innocent. So that is why, based on knowledge, let's apply characteristic approach.
Have you thought about it? What if it's the one who, because like my guest said, there were videos that circulated online. We saw him brandish weapons with his boys. We've seen some of those boys apprehended.
He just weapon at their material time.
Okay.
Did you see him with gun that killed the DPO? Did you see the cops with him there? No.
Okay.
These are just scenarios that played on the videos.
Okay.
So we cannot just outrightly say he's him.
All right.
I'm only using the words on the ground on how to with this insecurity in that environment. Mm-hmm. And not this media trial and accusing, abusing we are doing. No. For them, I don't have to push. Mrs. Zion,
thank you very much. I've got Victor from Rumokroshi. Oh my. Victor, please do call back if you can. Sorry about that. 0817923-0002, 0817923-0003. Those are the call numbers. But let's look at some messages on WhatsApp. Tubaba is just lying. And this is from Patoki from Orazi. This one says, no, this one says, attention, please. It's a security matter. Please allow your callers not to mention their names and locations so people with information about this matter can freely say something. My humble suggestions. Thanks. But yes, we have, everybody knows that we've got rules for, we've got, what do you call it now? We've got the space for anonymous callers. So if you want to be anonymous, you just call in and say, I want to be anonymous. I mean, people know that already. But the people who are calling are willing to put down their names and their location. So yes, we're talking. I've got Victor from Rumokroshi calling back. Victor, welcome. What is on your mind, please?
Okay. It's all about the system who believe in armless. You can see what you are expecting in class 6. You have been there since. Because you see, the pressure has come to you so much, you just came out to do video. You see, there, what did you call it? This guy is a high-minded criminal.
Well, when you say high-handed criminal, do you have facts to that? I mean, because he's saying he's not. He said he's a dredger.
Okay, if truly you didn't do it, why didn't you come and declare yourself? If somebody declare you wanted and you say you know you are innocent, why didn't you come out to declare yourself? Hmm. You are at the hiding point telling people that you are not, you don't know anything. What did you discuss with the people before the killing? Of, because you say you discussed with him on the phone. Hmm. The thing at the hour time or two before the killing. Imagine the way you play. It's like you are talking to children. I don't understand.
All right, thank you, JJ from Rumik Bo. JJ, welcome. What is on your mind, please tell me?
Yes, I want to talk about this matter.
Mm.
They say these boys can't fool us anymore. When the bush is very hot for them, they try to play this type of games. I remember in the era of Tonwani, after it was killed on New Year's Day, he came out to make a voice recording that he's not the one responsible. That he's not even in town.
That he was framed.
Huh?
That he was framed. I remember that conversation.
Aha! Thank you very much for even reminding me. I'm on his face. So what this guy is doing right now, you also learned the other time that his number two man has also been arrested.
Mm.
And in that hierarchy, you know that the next big news now will be number one. That will be caught because they may be doing things together, holding executive meeting and all those. There is nobody to play with anymore. And some of his boys have been picked like snails.
Mm.
So now it's trying to see how it can get public sympathy, but not from somebody like me, because this type of gimmicks, it will not work anymore. The next thing that people will come for him. Yes, a lot of these people got amnesty from the federal, they've got it from the state, they've also got it from their village, and all those put together to do our thing. We cannot run out 1 second like allow and be in the same place. So I want to call on our commissioner of police, Tonji Disu, to go straight into action.
Thank you very much. And Kenneth from Port Harcourt. Kenneth, welcome. What is on your mind, please? Good afternoon to you.
Okay, so, like the caller before Jay, they said, the guy is standing as if he's talking to children or police. That is important. On the side of I'm calling by anybody, to some extent, I could believe him to some extent because I'm a cab driver and I can tell you with some levels of fact. The way these guys make money is very clear. It's just that the government are not seeing that way. If they stop this guys loaded motor on the road. That is one way to make money. And if you're on the road, you could tell out of the cars making this. So that is one of
sorry, the so you said on the road they do what? On the road, because the line is not very clear. You said on the road.
These guys collecting money on the road.
Yeah.
In the term of loading, selling tickets.
Okay.
That is the kind of people they need to.
Oh.
So they should stop that one alone. It will put down their source of making money or funding themselves or getting the capacity to get armed.
Okay. All right. All right, then.
So that's one way. And I believe the government knows about that.
All right, thank you very much, Kenneth from Port Harcourt. let's look at some more messages. Kalada, Odemude. I haven't pronounced it well. Odemude is my community. I want to emphatically state that there was no opposition gang group to Tubabas. His story is best described as cock and bull, just to curry sympathy and generate this kind of conversation. The intention is just to unrobe those traditional rulers who used them to rise to position. Tubaba, a freedom fighter, who is he fighting for? Okpara in Awuda. Okpara, thank you very much. This one says, wonder shall never end in Mavis State. Tubaba said he's not a criminal, not a murderer, after he agreed to bear arms. So what are those illegal arms doing with him? So what are those illegal arms doing with him, you said? Abby, gone, don't become mobile phone. I think something is wrong somewhere. This is political Americana from Ogbakri. I've just been told that Tubaba is trying to call me from Awuda. Now, I cannot verify if it is indeed Tubaba, but I've just communicated with the call screener, you know, to let him through if he does call back. If he does call, let's get you here. Let's get to ask him some questions. I hope he's the one indeed and not someone, you know, trying to play the personality on radio. But I think I have him now. Am I doing this? Yes, I am. I've got General Tubaba from Awuda. Let's listen to him.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Good afternoon.
So, can you hear
me? I can hear you clearly.
Okay. I'm General Tubaba coming from Awuda.
Okay. All right. It's good to have you on the show.
So, I'm going to intervene for this matter.
All right. Let's hear you then.
So, I still believe say, some people still get confused. They are not aware of the death of DQ. Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. I'm listening to you. Go ahead.
Okay. I think some people still get confused that I'm not involved in killing of DPO.
Are you involved in the killing of...
That video then posted like that. That video.
Yes.
That video sent for three people. Now, please, people can post that video like that. Let me post the video. I'm not saying DPO is dead.
Sorry. Who posted the video?
They post the video from prison. That video from 5 months ago.
5 months
before
ago.
Before that
incident. Mm, 5 months ago. Okay, so the people who they arrested, they used their phones to post the video.
Yes, you did the video. You did now me post them for them. Prison people, then they prison. Those people, they are in a lie, go investigate where. From those people who they for that court prison.
Okay, so if you did not kill Bakwang Bashim, who killed him then? Do you have an idea?
He had that in that time. That happened from my community road. There are plenty of gunmen in the Fireland. Not only me, but the gunman with the Fireland.
So would you surrender to the police, you know, to help them in the investigation? Would you surrender?
It made me hard now to surrender now. You know how this business is doing now.
I don't know. I don't know. I've never carried gun before. I don't know how the business is. But, you know, people are saying you should surrender.
I don't think I've ever carried gun before, but business, you don't go surrender like that now. Because if you don't surrender one now, during the time of the former ministry who been do, we'll surrender, we'll bring out the whole guns, then we'll get, we'll submit them to government, then carry all. But those are positions, they're not great for me, their own. So now we have matter constant to maybe even know this one's who they talk here. This one just add on top.
Okay, so what fine. Ekpeya people are now asking you to surrender so we can know the truth. So what is the ground? Do you want the River State government? What do you want? How do you want to surrender, basically? Because we want to get to the truth of this.
Before this incident happened like this, we'll talk about peace for our life. We'll talk about how we'll make amnesty for our side. We don't discuss everything. Just that we do the process. But the same governor bring committee on his own. Let it not be a whole people who bring that committee so that make it not be like the former one. So I don't even explain to DPU. I don't call him. Yes, and they always talk. I tell him many they do worry and say. Yes, and they always talk.
Okay, so you said
our people will be about to make peace in a fair hand.
Okay. You said the DPO spoke with you a few hours before he died. What did you talk about with the DPO?
You mean before the DPO died?
Yes, you said he spoke to you. That's what's in the news. You spoke with him before he died. What were you guys talking about?
We've been talking how he asked me whether I host wrestling competition for my community. Not really competition, but our community, then they do wrestling. So now I say, I cannot just try him because I don't want to submit to my gun. I cannot just try him, I cannot come there. I didn't say I don't submit to my gun. I for come there with area commander so that they go join me, watch the wrestling. But since I never submit to my gun, I cannot just come at all. Now, we didn't even tell me that day before this thing happened.
Okay. There are allegations.
Never been come back from that book.
Sorry, you said when
it happened like that. So, I hear what this thing happened.
Okay, now.
I know when this thing happened. Okay. I don't feel like for this kind. If you're not me, I will tell you it's not me.
Let me ask you two other questions now. They say you go around asking for levies. You want to collect levies, or you go around collecting levies that you tax people, you know, from the community, that they must pay XYZ amount of money for security. That's one. Let's answer that one first. Answer that one. Do you go around taxing people, shooting people?
I'm not in the line now. Me, as I do, I get money on my own while they use chop. I dash people move. We do it for our community. I dash them money. I dash people. People, they chop my money well. But this one are just allegations based on this standing we are putting. And all these people, we are there, they run the same package. All those people, now, they do those things.
Okay.
So don't make sure they carry me. The police are now their plan.
Now, do you know the opposition? You said there is an opposition. Do you know this opposition?
I know the opposition. Me as a member of class society. Then they will still get grill and that. Then we'll sit there outside. We'll no grill for meat gun that time. This boy for who go here? Eto didn't. They came in. They can't get me. I'm the Greenland general for Itaku here. So, why go up at that side to see VIP there?
All right, allegations.
All these Ibuka boys, they're full everywhere. Go with them, plenty of respect. And where do you know where the problem from? They're not going to be our boss. We don't try to go and finish. I didn't have to submit on that time. Those people don't submit their own too. And for those things, all of us know this, all these things, what to call. And the secretary.
Wait. Does this have anything to do with politics in that area? Does it have anything to do with the traditional stool in that area? Because I hear it's under some kind of contention. Does it have anything to do with who should be securing pipelines in that area?
Of the truth, just something like that, they say it's easy. So that we to benefit from waiting there our land.
Okay.
Because I need to do concrete.
Okay.
So at least they're supposed to give us some land to look who take care of the pipeline. They never give me them, and I know still worry myself. Only way I know to say they do dredging business. Everybody know. Now where they get my money? I know they took nothing something.
Okay. Did you kill any five people, because two or three weeks ago, one Sunday night, it was reported that five people were killed in Odemude community. Did you kill those five people? Odemiri, yeah. Was it your boys? Sorry, I didn't get you. Tubaba, wait. I didn't hear you clearly. You said what? Come again.
I say, I don't know why. Anything that happened in the Pelan, they go put up for my head, then I took a ban and do this one. Anything, you can do this one again. Those people get that for the Marine that day. I don't get any business with them. I mean, I don't really mean that anything. So how go you kill yourself so for the Marine or go keep it for the Marine when you don't mean anything? Please, we are there, but all this one that thing come out. I didn't really mean that for this one, the way people really have an allegation of me.
All right.
I'm not even come out on this one. I let those parents of two go somewhere and go shoot the ball, keep it in the game.
So,
you should never discuss that one finish. We'll go do another one again. I need to do something like that now. At 2 months, I still get impressed.
Okay. What would the police and government do that would give you that belief to surrender? Final question.
Anything surrender now, it will be Pasha something now. That one will be problem now.
Okay.
If something happens now, Pasha, I look to come after the thing now. Because I just can't Pasha now, it's too old. Now, I'm married to the kids, I don't have that.
All right then. All right.
And so this is me. If I don't go to Caribbean again, go ahead, you don't make peace.
All right. Thank you very much. I've got to let you go.